بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we are continuing with our series on divine consistencies, Sunan al-Ilahiyya. And today we're taking a look at Sunnah al-Tamkeen. Sunnah al-Tamkeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, and we have already written in the book after the previous reminder that the land is inherited by my righteous servants. There's a number of things to unpack here. Number one, when Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ we have written in the Zabur. This can be a reference to all divine books. Zibr could be, so Zibr could be a book and Zabur could be the plural. It's one opinion. In other words, in every divine book, Allah has mentioned this. But the maybe stronger opinion, Allah knows best, is that the Zabur refers to the book that was given to Dawud A.S. Now the question is, why specifically Dawud A.S.? Perhaps because he was so discounted, the underdog, as they say. So small, and yet he killed Jalut, he killed Goliath. And so Allah is reminding you that in that book, you know the prophet that you thought was definitely going to lose? He won in the end. In his book, obviously, revealed to him. Allah Ta'ala taught him and has established that the believers, no matter how bad the situation looks, no matter how much the odds are against you, that you, inshallah, Ta'ala, are going to win. Another perspective is that Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam had some of the most beautiful kingdom and they had so much power. So Allah is saying, you see how incredibly miraculous their dominion was? Well, just know the believers are promised to inherit the earth, and don't discount or never think little of Allah Ta'ala's promise. You should have a lot of high expectations. Allah then says what? مِن بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ after the reminder. What does that mean? There's a number of commentaries. I can't go through all of them. It's going to take too long. But the one that I thought stood out to me quite a bit means after the warning. In other words, to those disbelievers, this is the warning. Submit, or else Allah Ta'ala could punish you. And if they don't listen, and if they don't submit, then it could be the case that the believers will rise up, and the punishment of Allah will come through the believers. So Allah is saying that the believers will inherit the earth, and this is something I'm establishing after the reminder. So in other words, hey, disbelievers, get in line. You don't want to? Okay, well here they come. So subhanAllah, very interesting perspective, and Allah knows best. And then Allah yarithuha, that Allah describes it as, Allah didn't say, yu'tiha, or like, utiha, or anything like this. Allah didn't say, I give it to them. There's so many ways to say, give to them. They inherit it. We all know that inheritance is not something that you can hurry up, right? If you have millions of dollars waiting for you, you can't go ahead and try to hurry up the death of even your grandfather, or you can't do that. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your inheritance is going to come when it comes. And so, wallahu a'lam, by using this word yarithuha, it could be the case that Allah is saying what? That you can't rush this. It's going to come when I decree it. You can't force it. And in fact, if you try to force your inheritance, that means what? You're executing a family member. Well, guess what? If you try to force the establishment of this deen on earth, you want to establish khilafah right here, right now, what happens? Death as well, lots of bloodshed. If you do things before their time, so subhanAllah, even in the wording, there's a lot of wisdom there. Then the question is, of course, is this in today's Psalms? Because the word Zabur in English is Psalms, and we have the book of Psalms in the Bible. Now, of course, we don't say that everything in it is authentically from Dawud alayhi salam, but is there a verse that, this intertextuality, is there a verse that it's referring to? Allah Ta'ala Adam, it seems yes. Psalm 37:29 says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. So it's almost exactly word for word. So it is there. Now, I know a lot of us say, Brother, how can you talk about us inheriting the land and being strong and having khilafah and being established on the earth? How can you talk about these things when we see the terrible things that are happening in the Muslim world? Let me remind you a few things. We were under colonization by the French. And in the 1950s, Tunisia, Morocco, Mauritania, Chad, Niger, Mali, Senegal, and Algeria, all of them got rid of their colonizers. And as for the British, in the 1940s, Jordan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh all were liberated. In the 1950s, Egypt, Sudan, and Malaysia. In the 1960s, Somalia, Kuwait, and Yemen. In the 1970s, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, and Oman. SubhanAllah. Liberation after liberation after liberation. So I know we're looking at things in a bad way, but it seems that we're moving in the right direction. Then, more recently, Lebanon, You know, Israel withdrew their troops from southern Lebanon in 2020, and they tried again recently, completely failed. So subhanAllah, it seems the Muslims are doing better. 20 years of occupation in Afghanistan. Guess what? They just left in 2021. In Iraq, significant numbers of troops have left Iraq in 2021 as well. Syria was occupied. Americans had so many troops there. And between 2018 and 2020, they removed so many of their troops. And then subhanAllah, Bashar left in 2024. So look at the big picture. I know we look at the images that are happening online. But subhanAllah, when you take a look at the grand scheme, you're like, it's a kind of... Look it up. Wallahu a'lam. And then I know, of course, Palestine is the one that we say, yeah, but that's you know, so heartbreaking. And I agree completely. But look at what Israel was before this genocide. Now look at what it is today. Weaker, on the brink of collapse, subhanAllah. So I want to remind you, and I'll finish with this, inshallah. It's a bit of a lengthy hadith, so bear with me. The Prophet says, authentic hadith found in Muslim ibn Ahmad, consider hasan. It is Prophet saying, تَكُونُ النُّبُوَّةُ فِيكُمْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونُ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ أَن يَرْفَعَ. Prophethood will be amongst you for as long as Allah wills, and then Allah will raise it up whenever He raised it up. How many years was prophethood? 23 years, someone said, mashallah, 23 years. Next. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونُ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يَرْفَعَهَا. Then, The caliphate on the methodology of prophethood, the best caliphate, 45 Rashidun. This will last as long as Allah wants, and then Allah will raise it when He wants. How many years is that? 30 years. Then, after that, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا عَضًا. Then after that, will be long-lasting. عَضًا means like the long biting, like your molars. You bite with your molars. It's an expression meaning long-lasting kingdom will come after that. So there was Rasul, 23 years, then 30 years, and then long-lasting kingdoms. And then Allah Ta'ala will raise that when He wills. What were the long-lasting kingdoms? Maybe Abbasid, Mughal, Mamluk, Ottomans. It's all history. Exactly what the Prophet says. Then what? What's next? Ya Rasulullah, tell us what's next. Pretty interesting stuff, right? SubhanAllah, you get to see the whole story, the history of Islam playing out right here. Then what's next? ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبْرِيًّا جَبْرِيَةً فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونُ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ أَن يَرْفَعَهَا. Then there's going to be tyrannical rules, military kingdoms. In other words, people that got in there that used to be what? Part of the army. You guys know what I'm talking about? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. SubhanAllah. If you take a look at all the recent rulers, so many of them were military men that eventually took over the country. This is like standard in our modern day political talk, whether it be Sisi, Mubarak, Gaddafi, Saddam, Ben Ali, Bashar. All of them were military men. All of them were military men. And I'm sure the list goes on. This is just a quick search. But SubhanAllah. So then it's like, SubhanAllah, that's next. So that's now, right? All these different Muslim leaders, they're military, they come from the military, they're going to take over, Ruku, or whatever the case is. So what's next, Ya Rasulullah? ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ ثُمَّ سَكَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ. Then the Prophet says, then there will be caliphate. But just like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, then it's going to go back to the خِلَافَةَ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the hadith. So SubhanAllah, you look at this hadith and you think to yourself, I don't know what's coming next. But Allah Ta'ala alim bisawab. Allah knows best. So there's a nice quote from Martin Luther King Jr. who said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bent towards justice. So I know it's a long journey ahead, but inshallah ta'ala, hopefully things bend towards justice, and inshallah again, Allah Ta'ala gives the believers victory. Amin. Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.